Mason Nealon here talking with the South Central Calhoun Titans head football coach in Brian Case. Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time. Thanks for your time as well, Mason.
For you guys last week there, you go out and you finish the season against Pocahontas area there in the first half. Take me through kind of what the game plan was and what you guys were expecting to do.
Well, we knew that we were going to see a 4-4 defense, and they switched things up a little bit. They came to a 6-2. They just put their two outside linebackers up on the line of scrimmage, and you know, they shut us down for the first couple of plays, and then we ended up getting a first down. And then after that, we ran our tiny package, which is basically a jumbo package when you talk to anybody else. But basically, it just entails, you know, putting some bigger linemen and so forth in the backfield, blocking for your tailback. And just so happens that we had a lineman last week that was doing really well carrying the football, so we just kind of stuck with that. But the game plan going in was not necessarily to use that jumbo package, but it was working so well, so we just stuck with it. But, you know, credit our kids. I think that we went out in the very first series. We marched the ball all the way down the field, took about 8 minutes off the clock and so forth, and scored right away in the first quarter there. And actually, we scored in every single quarter, a touchdown. So it was just a nice way to finish the regular season. Found some success with that jumbo package. I don't know if we're going to be able to run it again this week against Underwood, who's really, really good and has a different makeup as far as the line of scrimmage is concerned. But we'll see how things play out. But it was a great way for us to end the regular season.
And take me through kind of on the sidelines there. When did you feel like that jumbo package was ready to go, and when did you want to implement that there?
You know, Mason, we've always had this as a part of our package. We ran it back in the dome again in 2020, and it's just kind of like our swinging gate and so forth. We always have it in our back pocket. It's something we work on throughout the entire year. It's just a matter of when we're going to be able to run it. And we tried to do it the week earlier against Manson, and Manson's guys up front were just stalemating everything. I think we were only able to rush the ball for about 40 yards. So it was tough for us to even try and get that jumbo package in. But, you know, going against Pocahontas, they had some smaller guys up front. We thought that we had the advantage that way. And after our very first carry, with Jason running the football, you know, he's a kid that's, you know, 5'10", 270 pounds, and he runs downhill. But, you know, after that very first carry, we knew that we had something there, and we just stuck with it. So it worked out pretty well.
Was Jace always that guy during practice, or has that just been something that you guys were like, let's see if he can do it here today?
No, Jace has been that guy. I mean, that's the guy that we've implemented. And, you know, you get Wyatt Merka back there as well in the backfield. And then it's just two linemen out in front, just basically blocking for our tailback. And we just so happened to run the fullback quite a bit, and that was Jace.
For you guys now on the road at Underwood coming up this week for the postseason here, what do you feel like Underwood's offense is going to bring out on Friday night?
Well, it's just, they're just really, really talented. I mean, they've got some really good-sized kids up front. Tall kids, big kids, they get after it. They understand their scheme. As far as schematics are concerned, they only run maybe 3-4 different running plays. They do it really, really well. They carry out their fakes really well, but at the same time, they've got four receivers out there that can catch the ball. They've got a quarterback that can sling it. Quarterback is 6'3", 220 pounds, excuse me. They've got another linebacker that's on the defensive side of the ball that's 6'4", 250 pounds. They just play downhill, and they're really aggressive, and they're really good at what they do. Yes, they've had a couple of losses this year, but one was to Clarinda, who actually beat Van Meter this year. And Van Meter, we know that their program is all about. So, and then Trainer ended up winning their district. So, and there's two pretty good football teams that they lost to. We know we're going to have our hands full trying to stop these guys, but you know, it's the postseason. Anything can happen. We're going to go over there, show up, and see what happens.
And for you guys as well, not generically a small team as well, how do you guys feel like the size compares with them?
They have the advantage in every single area. They're just a really good football team. We don't know if there's any mismatches, to be honest with you. We don't know if we have any advantages anywhere, to be honest with you. They're the real deal. And like I said, they've got it offensively, they've got it defensively. Their special teams are really, really special as well. So we're going to go over there and just see what we can possibly do on the offensive side of it. I mean, obviously, we want to be methodical with it and try and keep their offense off the field as much as possible. And if we can do that and get first down after first down, I think that we can stay in this ball game and give ourselves an opportunity.
For you guys as well here, do you think that running a little bit of a different offensive set than you've seen all year. Last week is going to throw off the Underwood team a little bit more.
No, not at all. They're good. They'll make the adjustments. Nathan has done a great job over there. They've obviously seen the film on Pocahontas and so forth. They're going to make the adjustments that way as well. So we're going to have our hands full with these guys. We're going to try and take what they give us from the defensive side of it, and we'll see what we can do execution wise.
For you guys as well here, what type of defensive sets do they normally run, or kind of stunts that they run have you seen on film?
4-3. They've been a 4-3, traditional 4-3 throughout the entire season. Again, they just got the four guys in with their hand on the ground that are really good size kids, and they're just aggressive. And they just kind of control the line of scrimmage. And they've got a linebacker, like I said, he's 6'4", 250 pounds, and he plays downhill. Everybody else out there in their skill positions are good size, probably about 5'10", and they can all run really well. So, again, there's times they're going to play man-to-man. There's times they're going to play zone. And we're just going to have to be able to recognize that and run our routes accordingly. See if we can take advantage of some different things.
And for you guys as well, there with the physicality that they're going to bring, do you feel like some of that's going to start up front for you guys to be able to get things going?
Yeah, no question. I mean, it all starts up front, and everybody knows that. When you talk about the game of football, you got to have the guys up front. You got to be able to control the line of scrimmage, and if you can do that, usually you have some success. But it just remains to be seen how our kids are going to respond and react to the size of Underwood.
For you guys as well here, to go on the road, how are you guys going to try and stay focused there and be able to be focused all the way through?
Well, we played Underwood in the past. We've been over there before. In district play, they've been our place before. We're actually 2-0 against them. Coming up into this game, Nate's been there both times, so we kind of know what their coaching staff is all like and what they bring to the table. It's just a matter of whether our kids can go over there and respond. Which is a situation we're probably going to leave fairly early in the afternoon. Probably stop and take a break and get the kids off the bus a little bit, let them shake out the legs, and then we'll get there, and then everything else will be routine from that point forward. The difference is, I mean, this is postseason, and right now, if you win, you move on. If you lose, then your season is over. So we've got a lot to play for. To be honest with you, we think that all the pressure is actually on Underwood. They're the ones that are expected to win this football game and so forth. So we're going to go over there and hopefully play loose and see what happens.
For you guys as well, do you feel like the postseason atmosphere will help the guys stay a little focused as well?
I hope so. You don't know. I mean, you get into that postseason, that regular season's over, and the guys know that. Just anything can happen once you get into the postseason. So we've had some pretty good practices here. I think our kids have been playing loose in practice, and they've been having some fun with it. And they're playing really focused football. It's one of those things, to be honest with you. I don't know what the switch is, but it's just felt different in practice this week than it has all year long during the regular season. So, again, we'll just see how things play out. We're going to go over there and give it our best effort, and it is what it is once from that point forward.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today, and we wish you guys best of luck with Underwood.
Sounds good. Thanks for your time, Mason.